energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. We on that energy guard, we need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. I'm on that energy guard, I need that energy. We on that energy guard, we need that energy.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's Same Energy Sunday, and it's your Uncle Silk.
This is Kev.
And Newberg.
Woo, the energy don't feel the same in the building. Kev, you 1-0, baby?
Nah, 0-1 this week, dog.
0-1 this week. It ain't looking like shit gonna go promising this year. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
We always talk about it being cyclical on here, and it ain't really cyclical for championships anymore. Cyclical for who's going to go like 3-9, dog. I think it's our turn.
It's definitely y'all turn, bro. I don't know if Manny's suited for this job, bro. He's looking like he's in over his head a little bit.
Nah, he's in over his head. His staff's in over his head, dog. It's a bunch of shit. Blake James is in over his head.
Oh, we're blaming ADs now?
But yeah, dog, there was no coach search.
Yeah, hey, Blake, Kev, that's what we said. That's what we said, bro.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Oh, that's what you said too?
Yeah, I absolutely said that. He didn't search. I said he was going to hire Cristobal, remember? But he didn't search for nobody. It doesn't matter. Yeah,
Blake, I mean, James out there. He's not the one missing tackles. Let's get some calls on the phone.
Yes, Berg, you blame the AD when they... A bad hire.
Fuck all that poverty, bro. Gus Malzahn and the War Damn Eagle Tiger, whatever they want to War Damn this week. They brought that shit into the swamp. And guess what happened, fellas?
I don't know. Was TJ there? He could tell us.
TJ hung the fuck out, man. TJ, I think we flipped TJ. TJ was doing We Are the Boys and shit. Mm-hmm. He said we about 10 times this weekend, bro. I think we flipped TJ.
Yeah, so did Alabama fans.
All you gotta do.
I see why you say that.
TJ all you gotta do is flip TJ is win a big game or two, dog. You're good. So I think you flipped them.
Hey man, shout out to my boys, man, for overcoming adversity, bro. You know what I'm saying? Trask goes down, Emery comes in and goes down to get some points, bro. Berg, you wanna see my man Emery throw the ball? You got to see it, right?
Yeah, he overthrew that one guy, but he unloaded it. They brought him in to hand it off a lot. I wanted to see him open it up, but I think they would have.
Oh, hand it off a lot. What game you watching? I don't know what game you was watching. My man Emery came in and delivered some rockets like he did last week versus the Townsend, the mighty Townsend guys that came in town. He did the same thing on Auburn. He was getting the ball out quick. Going forward, that's going to get more closer and closer to 50-50 snaps, man. Emery looking like he could do something in the run game as well. Shout out to my man P. Ryan got loose for 88 yarder on the ass too. We got callers. I'm hanging out, bro.
Hey, I think Flacco was better than Bo Nix in the swamp.
Bo Nix was bullshit. I got lied to.
I'm still trying to figure out what Auburn was attempting to do on offense during that game.
No, Florida was just back,
yeah. Same thing every offense is going to attempt to do, Bird. They're going to attempt to do a lot of shit, but that defense is real. And my man, Azu ain't even back.
Yeah, Grantham was in his back, dog. Florida's clearly the best team in the state. They might be a top five team in the country. Good shit for Florida.
Talk that gangster shit, Cam. Talk that gangster shit. The game's getting played. We got Isaiah Walker, too, baby. Big commit, bro, before the game. So
that
you know it's real.
That is a big commitment.
Before the fucking game. Doomerville's in the building. We had some big names in the building. Brian Robinson in the building, hanging out. Felt nostalgic in the swamp, dog.
Meanwhile, Miami's trying to be the Harvard of the South. Let's get some calls.
We got to get some calls over here, but we should have beat that team a lot easier. We kept them in the game with the turnovers, bro.
God,
take care of the ball.
Bo Nix cannot throw the interception to Steiner in the fucking inside the 10.
But they baited him for that a lot that game, man. He's just not that good. We didn't even go blitz crazy because Grantham knew, like, just sit back and make this chump dissect this defense, and he couldn't. They running back is for real, though. Shout out to, I'm forgetting his name, I'm a little lit right now from last night, dog, but that boy run the ball hard. I thought they should have leaned on him a little bit more, but they really have no answers for what we was doing. Everybody tired. It was a big win last night in Gainesville. I don't know if y'all was watching. Bird, y'all got a big week coming up too, bro. How you feeling, Bird? Bye week, you got rest? You feeling recovered?
I was trying to rest, but you guys got me on here all early and shit. So here we are. I was trying to get rested up at Clemson. You know, we're going to have to cheer a lot.
You didn't have to cheer. You guys had a cheer last night. You should be okay, bro.
I had fun. That was a great game. I watched the Gator game. I was flipping back and forth with the Miami game. There wasn't a whole lot of interesting games on yesterday. It was kind of a disappointing week.
For you.
Yeah.
For you, Marvin.
As I'm saying, it's like from like a national perspective of just like, oh, we got a caller.
What's good?
Carl, what's going on, man? Big Kush in the morning, bro. Wake and bake. What's going on, baby?
Big Kush, baby. What's good, baby?
The vibes, dog. How you feeling, cuz?
D-Mill, what time is it, dog? Where you're at?
Oh, this D-Mill. Mill, what's going on, cuz? We out here, baby.
Hey, man, it's 4:40 in the morning, man. Luckily. Luckily, I got me 2-3 hours sleep in after.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
That's all you need, D-Mail. How you feeling?
Well, how y'all feeling, man? Y'all was down there.
TJ Flip, Silk still lit. I don't know. Everybody's doing good.
Hey, D-Mail, let me ask you a quick question, bro. Emory came in with the caravan, was leading them niggas at one moment. How you feel about my man E. Jones going forward, bro?
Dog, his weight just holding him back, dog. It's obvious. Smiley don't want to put him in the predicament to take those hits for four quarters, you feel me? But he can lead us, bro. I said it the last 5 days. He can make the same throws 11 can make, and he proved that. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, I mean, he run that dive hard, too, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like you, bro. I don't know if he's ready to be running into SEC defenses like that every week, bro. But he runs that dive hard.
That's the only thing. I mean, he had a little air on his throat, but it was still perfect. You know what I'm saying? Swain just got to go get that with two hands. You feel me?
Hey, bro, how you feeling about that? Hey, Sean Davis out here, bro. Like, we got to go ahead and put some respect on 31 name. That boy is real. He out here.
Best safety in the state of Florida by far. You know what I'm saying?
By far, bro.
He's making a run for the best safety in the SEC. You know what I'm saying?
Talk that gangster shit.
He don't start, and when he's in there, he create havoc. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, D.D. Mill. Box office boys is back on game day in Louisville next week, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the safety.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm putting on for the logo.
I already know. You got to hold it down for me out there, baby.
You know what's going on, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and talk your shit before we get off of here, bro. Go ahead and give it to your shit.
What's up with Miami, dog? What's going on?
3-9, D-Mo. If you're out, don't bet on them, bro. Bet the under.
They want to burn it down and start over.
Hey, dog, I told y'all, we gave y'all false hope, dog. It's simple as it is.
It's really what happened, bro.
Nah, it was a loss. I mean, you didn't hear me have anything good to say after a loss to Florida, so you're not hearing me have anything good to say after a loss to Virginia.
I give you that. You kept the same energy. Y'all ready to see Florida State about to get pounded next week? I can't wait for that.
Yeah, you going to the live stream for that?
Huh?
Yep.
All right, hey,
man, we appreciate your call, man. We got to get to some more callers.
All right, the boat down. Hey, travel safe this weekend, bro.
Got you. Y'all be safe, man.
Hey, you too.
All right.
Whoo! Do the Rays?
No, a lot of winning circus shit, bro. Rays a whole lot of winning circus shit. Ain't nobody in this state doing shit but my Gators and my Jags. Like, we got to hold all this shit down, bro.
Well, dog, I'm going to tell you what.
I don't know what we doing in this state, bro.
Well, my fantasy team led by Lamar 561's own Lamar Jackson, bro. 4-0, dog. So, it's what we live for. This is what we live for right now. I'm going to go get a tattoo if we win today, dog. Got a bunch of
What's your team name, bro?
Boynton Beach Tigers.
I said it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Yeah. Go ahead, yes, bro. I was about to do all your ad libs, bro. How you feeling, baby?
Hey, I'm feeling undefeated, baby. That's how I'm feeling.
I know how that feeling is.
Yes, sir.
A whole lot
sir.
Of winter circus shit, bro. Let's nuts hang on this Sunday morning.
Hey, I'm on the way to the beach, man. Anyway,
go to the beach now.
Hang.
Very nice.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Hey, what's up, Kev, man? How y'all feeling, man?
Well, baby. Oh, shit. I ain't on my way to the beach yet, dog, but I'm going to be going.
Yeah, nah. Y'all need some relaxation, y'all. Y'all feel pretty relaxed last night, man.
Yeah, I'll probably hit the beach in a little bit, dog. Maybe go.
I was in the middle of enjoying this Gator Auburn greatness, and my man TJ said, "Bro, mine is Virginia Tech 21 zip."
Like what? TJ on flip watch, bro. TJ about to be a Florida Gator pretty soon.
Nah, I'm telling you,
he already dropped the note. The tradition, bro, like any other, bro. He dropped the note.
Hey, logo all the way, bro. TJ about to be a Florida Gator pretty soon, bro.
It's contagious, bro. Watch. We got Keegan. One more visit, and we got TJ out at the Georgia game, bro.
Yo, facts. TJ about to be a Gator, man. Hey, but look, you think Kyle ready to go again, bro? I don't know, man.
We need both guys.
He's playing a little shaky.
Kyle playing how I thought he would play. You know, like, I think people had some false expectations on him a little bit. He has his limitations. Right. His arm strength isn't the same.
Yeah.
He can't make every throw, and sometimes he locks into reads and double clutch. Like, he got flaws in his game that are scary. But you need both guys going forward, man. Kyle's gonna be okay, and Emery's gonna be fine, bro. But you need both guys going forward.
Yeah, man. I'm liking though what we're doing, man. When we're subbing Jones in every now and again, get a little run game going with QB, and shit looking nice, bro. Shit looking nice for Florida, bro. I ain't got no worries about LSU, Georgia, nothing, man.
I got some worries, but I feel better, bro. 1 week at a time, dog. I got a lot of coach speak until we get to Georgia week, bro. So it's 1 week at a time, dog.
We ain't losing until we lost. That's all I know.
There it is. These losers can't compete with late, bro.
Energy. Man, why everybody so ain't quiet, able? Bro?
I'm tired, bro. What do you want? I'm here.
I just want to say, knock you red real quick, bro. Knock you red.
All right, man. I don't know why people want to pick on me. It's my bye week. I got the week off.
Yeah, but nobody likes you, dog. You never got the week off from that.
I had a good time this weekend.
Never got the white week off of being hated, dog.
Yo, speaking of being hated, what was your thoughts when you saw Miami put the rings on down 28-7?
You know, I ain't a big fan of the rings, dog. I mean, you can't go down 28-0.
How do kids have that mentality of, like, we're going to go
over here? They're posting their fucking Instagram highlights, dog. They're just kids, bro. That's just what they do. Kids are kids. What am I going to tell you?
It's embarrassing, bro. You got to have an adult over there. Take the box rings away.
You feel embarrassed by it, Berg? Embarrassed for me?
I definitely cringed when I saw it. I had to check the score again and make sure. Are they really down by 21 points?
No, they got down 28-0, bro. They turned the ball over four times in the first 14 plays.
Oh, I watched.
And y'all penalties too, bro. I read something from Ivins this morning, dog. I think y'all outdoor.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 7-8.
Damn, that was gonna be a foul.
That's a Miami fan. That's a Miami fan, right?
Hey, yeah, check this out. We lead the league. We lead the nation in penalties, sacks allowed. We're like bottom 10 and
those were takeaways, conversions. Those weren't turnovers. Those were takeaways. There's a difference.
What?
Miami was getting takeaways. I mean, Virginia Tech was literally taking away the ball. They weren't just turning it over. Those are special kind of turnovers. Jaren Williams
Here's Berg proving he don't watch football again, bro. Go ahead, Berg.
I don't know where he was going with this shit, bro.
They were harassing him. They were just taking the ball away. I'm saying it's
a turnover.
Takeaways, Kev. Those were extra embarrassing. Get some Miami fans on. They'll understand.
Berg's laughing his own jokes, making up football terminology and shit. This is why you can't take a week off and be a hated Berg.
Berg, it's not a turnover, it's a takeaway.
We didn't just
take what?
Taking that shit away.
So we got to see some Kosey. Shout out to the Kosey Hive. Yeah, I brought y'all boys back, bro.
Now it's just going to get real on the fucking. Because it just looked like they got the ball down the field better with Kosey, bro. Kosey comes in, he throws for 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. Hello? And Kosey Hive shit's about to get fucking heated.
Whole lot of winter circus shit going on over here in Big Three Roll Up. What's going on, baby? How your energy?
Well, we're fucking 6-0, so that's all I know.
You damn right, Wills, man. How you feeling? What's your favorite part of the game, bro? Talk to your boy.
My favorite part was that pick in the end zone to save that shit by, I think it was
Steiner.
Donovan Steiner.
That saved us because that was the one chance Bo Nix had to do anything good, and he fucking shut that down.
Shout out to Donovan Steiner for baiting him, bro. That throw was baited. You know, it was good defensive call by Grantham and good play by Donovan Steiner, bro. That's how you play the ball.
And since I got to live in Tuscaloosa, so all I got to hear about is Alabama football. And I've been talking shit to all these Auburn fans that I work with.
Yo.
All week. And thank fucking God we stood up and took it, showed them what it's like to come to the swamp. And now we're sitting up time to go to Baton Rouge and get another W.
Absolutely. It was quite a few Bama fans out there supporting the Gators this weekend, bro. That's some weird shit going on in Alabama, but...
No,
they hate Auburn so much. Yeah, they're hanging out.
That's just how it is in Alabama.
Hey, I remember when we played at Auburn, like the, you know how they always on YouTube, they do the reaction videos? When Florida State played them. Remember, you know how they do the reaction videos? Like there are Alabama reaction videos to Auburn losing to Florida State. Like that's how much they hate them. It's like they film themselves watching it to be happy they lose. Hey, you live in Tuscaloosa. Are you a cigar guy or no?
I've had a couple, but you're talking about R&R?
Yeah, I was going to say go by there and get one for free on my boy. Tell him TJ sent you, and he'll hook you up.
Okay, will do. I've gone there a couple times.
Dope.
So I'll let him know. Thank you. I love the game. It was love Big Three Roll-Up. Shout out to Stadium and Gale. Love that.
All right, man. Enjoy your Sunday. Too,
hey, let the nuts hang, bro. Big nuts. Let them hang.
Go to the beach. Yeah. Let them hang. See ya.
Is there a beach in Tuscaloosa?
I don't think so.
It's a great place to let them hang.
Probably a man-made beach.
Oh, like
hang out of canals. We got to ask our Bamians what they do to like for.
You know the Robert Trent Jones golf course, bro. I seen that shit on TV.
Hey, Silk, what was your pregame drink yesterday? What were you drinking on?
Jan Stevenson. I kept it light, easy, bro. We some Jan Stevenson rum. I didn't drink a whole lot, dog. Bro, check this out. So remember the dude that came to the last tailgate and you took my edible? Some THC capsules, right? Okay. Jesus. So he's like, you take these, and in about an hour, you'll feel it. Bro, I take it, 3 hours go by. I'm like, bro, I don't feel this shit.
Oh, that's always the famous last words.
Bro,
you took a handful more.
Shit. No, I didn't take any more. I just like, oh, that's just like CBD oils. Somebody's like frauding these people. So we walk in the stadium. I'm like, God damn. Like, all of a sudden, I'm high as fuck. So TJ's talking. And I'm like, really don't hear what TJ's saying, bro. I'm just trying to figure out why I'm so high. I had to stop TJ. I was like, TJ, bro, like that pill just hit me just now as we walked in the stadium, bro. I'm high as fuck. That's what kept my anxiety intact, bro. We was getting turnovers and I wasn't getting that mad.
You were chilling.
I was chilling. God, we got to take care of the ball. I just kept saying, we got to take care of the ball. And I was relaxed.
Yeah, those were turnovers.
You just say, yeah, we just got to take care of a little bit better this time.
Those were turnovers. Those weren't takeaways.
Those would not take away.
Those were just simple turnovers.
Hey, if you did you see the picture of me? Some fans saw us on TV. Did you see?
No, I haven't seen any photos.
904. That was some good ass lies, though.
That was some good lies. I wanted that call.
Fuck, call him back.
It's a bunch of people around me cheering. I'm just standing there, bro.
Just confused.
Trying to figure it all out.
We were up, too. Like, the score, we're up, clearly up by, like, 11 points. I'm just standing there in the daze. And shout out to Chloe for hooking us up with the upgraded tickets. We got to go down. Hey, student section is not for the weak at heart.
Yeah, that's dope.
No, you guys can fit in the student section?
No, they don't sit down, Bird.
I know.
Figured out to watch for that shit. I needed a break. Fucking cheering and standing up the whole game. It was rough. So student section was my first time ever doing it. It was fun, but I'd never do it again, man. Shout out to y'all boys.
Too old for that shit.
Too old, dog. I need to take a 15-minute break.
Yo,
it's the roll.
15 minutes is Sunday, baby.
What's up, Silk? What's up, Bird?
Vibing, baby.
Big Kush. Good morning.
Big OJ.
Yeah, yeah. I already know what it is. Go Gators.
All right.
You feel me?
You're 1-0 this week.
No, bro,
we 6-0. Fuck it. What you mean? We 6-0.
I don't know. It's Kev's logic. I thought I was using it right.
No, we 6-0. You did it there, bro.
Let's win the circus shit over here, bro. We ain't got to do all these made up undefeated weeks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. We ain't seen no. We ain't got no flaws over here. Perfect.
So how you
wait,
feel?
You don't have any flaws.
Not on that record sheet. No.
Yeah, no.
It's a zero on the other end. That shit flawless, bro. We got flawless. No time, nothing. Hey, how you feel about the game, bro?
Oh shit! I was lit the whole week, and I live in Alabama still. You know this
Montez.
This
Montez. What's going on, cuz? Going on?
You know we out here vibing, dog.
Yeah, boy. Bama, I could. Bro.
Right, but I've been talking shit all week, bro. The Auburn fans at work been on my ass, bro. Oh, who y'all done beat, Towson? Oh shit, we beat y'all, so that's all enough.
Yeah, cross that one off the list, goddammit.
Exactly, go across that off the list, bro. I'm talking about, bro, I got a text message from them with 9 minutes left in the game talking about congrats. They knew what it was. They knew what
I was saying. They knew what time was. You one of the fearless leaders of the trash hive out the gate, man. How you feel about trash?
Yeah, I know.
And Emory. And Emory, man.
Hey, bro, shout out to Emory because he did come in at a critical moment in the game, bro. Like, straight up. Mm-hmm. And he still, like, the offense didn't fall off at all. You feel me? But, hey, Trash did what we needed him to do, bro. Like, if he just don't fumble the ball, we would blew them boys out, bro.
His pocket presence got to be better, bro. He's
got to get better. Yeah, it's like better, he don't. Bro. He really do trust the O-line way too much, bro.
Way too much, bro.
Like, when you look at it, it's like, geez, you only got so many seconds. Like, Heggie even got pushed back yesterday. Like, that shit was deep. I'm talking about them boys are flying around them corners. Like,
56 is a health liability, bro. He's going to get somebody hurt.
Shit, him and 72.
Yeah, jeez, man.
Boy, when Trash went down with that knee, bro, I thought it was over with. I was like, oh, shit, we got one quarterback now, bro.
Is that what I told Black last night?
I was like,
night.
Oh, shit. We got one quarterback.
Yeah, while Emory did throw some flashes and look good, but you don't want to go the rest of the season with one quarterback.
Hell no, you don't.
My heart.
You don't want them problems. You don't want them problems, especially with it. If we run the offense and we ain't got a running game, no.
We ain't got no line.
Don't want them problems,
bro.
Exactly.
He just the next quarterback would just be the next man up to get injured pretty much at this point, bro.
Pretty much. Like, you just waiting to see when that happens.
Monte, did you watch the Miami game?
Hell no. I was too busy in my shit to be
Yeah, they almost completed the comeback upset, but fell a little.
What was the final score? 35? What was it? 42-35.
42-35.
Lord have mercy. Them boys ain't got no defense down there. at all.
None. And the guy charged the defensive guy. I don't know what's going on down there, Monty.
Brad turned into a shit show out
because he couldn't get a starting job. Threw for 3 touchdowns, no picks.
That shit just turned into a shit show down there, bro.
Yeah, man. I think Willie may handle them boys too, dog. Like manager's looking like, bruh, really like Migo Willie.
Bro, if you let FSU beat you, something wrong, bro.
Something about to be terribly wrong.
All right, Monte, man. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday, man.
Thanks for coming. Hold it down. No game.
Hey, real quick, bro. We were just having this conversation. What do Alabama people do for like leisure? Y'all go to the beach? Y'all got no beach, so what y'all do?
Oh, hell no. This shit boring as fuck down here, bro. This shit boring as hell. We don't do shit, bro.
You go outside?
Oh, we go outside and that's it. And congregate, that's it. That's all you got to do. Ain't shit here. Ain't no entertainment.
Sounds fun though, Monte. I'm not going to lie. Sounds fun. All right, man. See it. That's my kind of hanging out, just congregating and chilling.
No, it sounds like a terrible. I need something to do every now and then, Bird.
Yeah, you got to watch your nuts hang at the beach.
Well, you can't let your nuts hang congregating. It gets weird. Like, bro.
Yeah, that is weird. Because you're the only one doing it.
There was a point in my life where I didn't go to the beach for like 2 years. But I would never want to move where I couldn't go. You know what I'm saying?
I feel
like,
that. Hello?
Yo, what's going on, man? Winter circle.
Sunday service.
Because I said it's great. Two beats.
Gator. It's great. 2 beats. What's going on, dog? Mike, what's going on, baby?
Yeah, I'm just living my best life.
I like the pitch in your voice right there, bro. You made it home safe? You good, dog?
I did. I got a little nap on the ride back, you know, but feeling good.
Talk some gangster shit, Mike. How you feel about the game yesterday?
You know, I feel great. You know, I said it before the season, before I saw Snap of Football, because I know football. I said, you want to trust a teenager to win in a swamp, be my guest, but I won't. But, you know, we'll let little pundits and people, you know, talk their shit. I'm cool with it. But to take care of business, 6-0, and we got to buy you next week, another game day. So what y'all think of the game?
Another game day. HBO box office, boys. You know how I felt about the game, bro. You know what I'm saying? Going into it, I felt Bo Nix, the stage was going to be too big for any freshman quarterback walking into that building. We was going to pack that bitch out. It was going to be the problem. And Tide grabbed them in my defense. They held that shit down when the offense was struggling a little bit and had slow points in the game. The offense held it down. The defense held it down, but the offense did what they had to do.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we still got Zanigo to come back. So, I mean, I wasn't worried about it. I mean, too many turnovers, but it's all good. I want to congratulate Bird not being the worst team in the state.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all pretty much had a half a win last night.
Yeah, I got you. Did you watch that game?
Who's the worst team, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, they look good. And y'all got the worst coach in the state either. And Kev, y'all fucking suck, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I don't even know what
hey, but,
you, y'all, hold you on, that bro. In-depth analysis, sir.
Hey, I mean.
No, you got it, Craig. Thank you. ESPN will be calling.
Hey, I'll let y'all do y'all thing. Kev.
We will forward your number to Craig.
I don't even know, man. Get some jewelry, bro. Hey. Love the show. Y'all keep it up, baby.
All right,
hold it down,
Mike.
Hey, hold it down,
Mike.
Hold it down, Mike. This shit. Hey, lost in all the excitement of the Gators' win over Auburn and Miami's thrilling loss was the debut of Bubba Bolden. He made his big debut this week, didn't he, Kev? How'd he do?
I don't know. How did he?
I did see. Got toasted on a wheel route. They were
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was a nice pick route. But what was his PFF score, Berg? I know you and the nerds are going to be doing the stat shit later.
I don't have those.
Hey, you get back.
All I know is, hey, I was watching the game and they were down by 2 scores. They were getting close. It was like 28-14 or 28-35. And
you know exactly what the score was, Berg. You was watching that shit intensely.
Go ahead. Kwame.
Let's get Kwame on. Kwame's ready. He's a King fan. He can talk about
Kwame's coming on here. Kwame should be ashamed of himself coming on here, bro. He lied a lot, bro.
Yeah. I was just excited for the Bubba Bolden debut, though.
Me too. Luke. Kwame, yo, man, Luke. What's going on? Your lying ass, bro. Come on here, bro. We got to talk. What's up?
What up, man? Golly, man.
This is Chris. Well, my bad, Chris. Wrong guy. You haven't lied.
What's going on, Chris? He might.
I'm a Hurricane fan, unfortunately.
So Bolden's debut?
Last
night he made his debut. We're excited. Talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a shit show. It's a shit show right now.
It is a shit show.
It's worse than Willie Taggart. I can admit it now.
Woo!
Try to tell y'all.
Put away the bling.
Football dogs, nobody listens to you. Stop
talking. Berger tried to tell shit. Berg said Benji is the most likely to win the national title out of the three.
Yeah, Berger trying to say shit.
Berg full of shit. I definitely never said that.
You definitely did. You definitely
did. Well, you're here off the chain, bro. What do you think Miami got to do to fix this shit, bro?
What happened?
What do you think Miami got to do to fix this shit, show?
I mean, it's just the basics. I mean, it's tackling. It's basic coaching. It's like, it's everything. There's nothing like, we can't kick, we can't tackle. Shit, can't I mean, block. We can't block. I mean, we can't do the basics. I mean, it's like, it's kind of like, not cancel the season and go back to spring training.
Yeah, though.
If you could right now, if you could right now, would you take Mark Richt back?
Absolutely. It was a better coach team under Mark Richt.
I feel you. I'm with you, bro.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, no trolling shit, dog. Right,
I feel you. I feel you. It's a shit show, dog.
Better coach team.
Absolutely. I mean, man,
I'm just like, let's not wait 4 years with this garbage. Let's fire him and get Urban Meyer. Do something.
Miami can't do that, dog. I'm gonna carry his ass
to the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean. Miami doesn't – the powers to be don't care about football like that, bro.
Yeah, we're beyond blaming the players, the coaches. We're blaming ADs.
No, they'd rather be the Harvard of the South. They've already said they'd rather be the Harvard of the South.
We're about to hit up the commissioner in a minute.
I think they're doing the best they can do, Berg. They're just a fucking max staff.
Y'all are around these kids more than I am. But last night, man, I'm seeing Miami players put stuff on Snapchat, like, being excited about, you know, making plays yesterday. I'm like, shit, you lost.
That's the new Miami. Yeah, man.
That's like Berg's generation of soft dogs.
Berg. How they are.
The Florida State-Miami game this year is going to be the shit bowl. Well, that's what that's going to be.
Be respectful. Right now, it don't look like y'all going to win that motherfucker, bro. I'm going to be honest with you.
We might have reached a world, dog, that we have never considered.
I bet $50 on Miami on this game, dog. That's what I'm more mad about, dog. Like, it's a waste of $50.
Yeah, dog. We might have reached a point that we never thought we'd see on the roll-up, dog. Florida State might be a better program than Miami for the first time since
since the first time since Florida State was winning national championships. All right, caller. You got to get to church today. What's your plans for Sunday?
I definitely got to go to church to get my mind right because it's definitely corrupted right now. I told my store a lot this week, so I got to take communion today because this summer, I mean, I was like, oh man, we're gonna be great. Well, I am officially off Twitter trolling anybody.
Whoa! Hey, where do you live, man? What part of the country,
bro?
I live in Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Lakeland.
Go modern and go have some fun outdoors or some shit.
Man, you should.
I got Gator fans transfer over, at me bro. All year right now.
Yeah, you should just flip. Like, we about to flip TJ. You might as well flip too.
Nah, be strong, man.
I'm about to put a note on the TL. It says, respect my decision. I'm decommitting.
Yeah. All right, dog. Hold it down, bro.
Thank you, man. You guys have a great show.
All right, man. Hold down.
He didn't sound too excited about Bubba Bolden's debut. Surprise more people.
No, he didn't.
Berg's going to beat that shit to death. Hey, Berg, that shit's
I can't believe, like, nobody's... I'm with Berg, though, bro. I didn't even know he played.
I'm trying to be positive. Like, y'all,
I'm trying to figure out how many times you wrote that shit down, though. How many times on your paper?
Yeah. We got a caller.
Yeah.
Same yo. Energy Sunday.
Bobby. I ain't got no goddamn energy. I ain't got no motherfucking energy.
Oh, it's Kwame. Oh, it's Kwame, man. I thought you was the last caller, dog. Like you sit down, bro. Have a seat. Let's talk about this. You see it?
Yeah, I'm sitting down in my rocking chair, dog. I'm really sitting down in my rocking
chair. You lied
chair,
to me dog. A lot, bro. You should be ashamed of your damn self, bro.
Dog, I told a lot of lies, yo. I'm not gonna front. Like, I lied to myself. That's the worst part.
God damn it. That's the worst. Yeah.
You know?
What'd you lie about the most?
Get it off your chest.
I lied thinking that a first-year head coach would be, I guess, you know, have the foresight to hire coordinators that were, you know, able to sort of put their players in key positions. And and we're dead last on offense. We have the worst offensive line in FBS. And it just seems like our defense is just, you know, it's like a dry Jerry curl. It's just not hitting right. You know what I mean? Like, defense just,
you're blaming that on the coordinator.
I
have to say a dry Jerry curl, bro.
This is not dog, I like that shit. Name of the show.
Dog, I need that on the shirt.
It's because the players deserve some blame too. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm sitting there holding my newborn. You know, and she's actually being calm during the game. I'm like, oh, damn, she knows daddy's watching the Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. And Jaren throws three interceptions, like, back to back, like it's a goddamn Drake song. And I woke her up because I couldn't contain my composure. I couldn't believe that J-Dub was, I mean, he looked mortal. Like, not to say that he was like all world for the first, you know, couple of games, but he was passing at a 72% clip. He was hitting throws over the middle. He was late on throws today. He threw behind people. He underthrew. You know, a ball to Wiggins that at worst should have been. And Wiggins, I mean, my God, like. You got to fight for the ball, son. I mean, Jesus Christ, you got to become a defender, and that's
yeah. Those are takeaways.
It's kind of boxed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all respect to, you know, the logo and the flagship, and
hey, Kwame, come on, bro. Like every week, bro.
Hold on, he was just about to say what he wasn't going to respect.
No, hold on, bro. Listen, every week, Kwame, get my man to tell me this Saturday Sunday is going to be. Yeah, it's gonna be this the one.
Yeah,
he was adamant about Auburn. He thought Auburn, the whole country thought Auburn.
I was
can't beat team. They were hot.
I was.
Blue Mississippi State out. I don't know how Florida's gonna beat these people, but we beat these people by 11 points. Kwame, what say you?
I say that Florida's number one. I can't say nothing. As bad as I want to talk smack right now, and I was ready. I don't know who dude is that runs this official Jeff Thomas fan page, but I was ready to hop in his
message. He just got off of here.
Yeah, he just got off. Hey, look for him on ESPN, bro. Great analysis.
Yeah, from the all Grambling State player, huh? my goodness gracious. I don't know what to say, man. I at this point I had a conversation with Manuel Diaz Sr. And I actually
he even wants him to fire Manny, huh?
No, he's not. I mean, no. He's not that far.
He might get the money together. It's him.
He's definitely a homer, but
Money Manny.
At this point, man, we just watching for the passion of the game, dog. You know, we're gonna support our team regardless. I'm gonna be there regardless.
No, y'all not. Y'all not gonna be there.
I'm gonna watch.
Nobody's gonna be there.
It's gonna be like 8 people there in this game.
Oh, for sure.
You gonna watch?
Sure. Like,
when he says he's gonna be there, he means like watching the game, like on the couch watching.
He'll be online.
Yeah, I'm gonna be. Yeah, he'll be on the timeline.
He'll be scrolling.
Actually,
I'm gonna be there too.
actually like paid money, hard money, to actually go watch the first game of the season because it was a classic. I've never actually been to a Florida game, you know, and I thought that was a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity. But I think I'm about to save my money for a little bit.
Ain't no need to be flying down to no games and no time.
Quietly
left the newborn to go watch UF just dash. On week one, week zero.
And my wife, she was like so understanding too. She was like, "Baby, I when I met you, I knew you were weird. You know, you from Brooklyn, and you got this crazy ass hurricane obsession. So go do your thing. Yeah, I'm gonna support you.
Like, you know, baby, you make it sound like this might be their year. So yeah, I support you. Go see them all.
Like she was checking the scores, and like when you know when we went up, you know, with DJ Dallas, like you know, made Hendo look like a herb. You know, I had some, that was the last time this season. I was like, okay, this is a new Miami.
Now she's and pulling up the seats and saying, man, Kwame, this shit's trash. How much did you spend in week one?
Them cheeks is not slapping the same, bro.
Berg, stop telling me
cheeks is not slapping the
same. When no one else laughs,
that shit makes you awkward. Hey, Kwame, them cheeks is not slapping the same, are they, bro?
Nah, dog. Like, I need some counseling right now. Yeah. I need straight counseling. I'm eating all comfort food. You know, I ordered like a mug from Postmates last night. Sitting there eating ice cream in the bed. Like, this can't be life.
Oh, man.
You know?
Is your wife a college football fan at all? Does she understand the depths that this is going?
Man, hell no. All she understands is like it's Miami and that's it. Like she knows like she will coordinate schedules around Miami Hurricane football. Like she knows I love the Giants too. That's my NFL team. And God bless Daniel Jones. He might give me something to look forward to today. But
Danny Dimes.
You know, Danny Dimes, baby. Get you one, baby. But
I got missed you, bro. I got the best story in National Football League right now, bro.
There's a 5-6-1 quarterback, dog. Everybody was calling a running back, dog. It's kind of fucking killing it.
Stop. Didn't care. I'm not worried about that shit right now, bro.
You know, but let's look. This is my misery call, okay? So let's stay off. Let's stay focused. I gotta respect.
Be real, dog. You're bringing the spirits down, dog. I got some weird shit going. Go ahead, respect me. Go ahead, bro.
I gotta respect.
I got to respect Silk, you know, Silk talked a lot of stuff this offseason. I mean, so did TJ and goddamn Bird with Wild Willie, Willy Wonka. But, you know, we got humbled, and it happens like that, you know, and I'm taking my lumps, yo. Silk, y'all got it this season, you know, hopefully, you know, Emery and Trask can, you know, lead y'all to the promised land.
Kwame, I got a question. I had to go change a diaper during the beginning of your call. Did you give a prediction for November 2nd? Y'all winning that game or what's going on there?
Lord Jesus Christ. Man. Yo,
don't say you're gonna lose to Willie until you lose to that shit, dog. Don't do that shit. I won't allow that shit.
You know what? I'm sorry, Kev, but I do not think we're gonna be I really think that we're gonna lose to both our rivals this year. Just given the performance.
Louise.
I mean, dog.
I mean, everybody in their life hits a point where they got to stop lying. And Kwame hit that point today.
I hit that point. I stopped lying to myself. And that's when the healing starts, guys. That's when the healing starts. When you recognize your own problems, you know? Like, we struggled against Central Michigan, dog. And
that was a sign.
Central Michigan, okay? God, dog. I mean, I still can't get Central Michigan out of my mouth. Pause. And we moved on. We had 2 weeks to tell ourselves some more lies. Like, okay, that was just a blip on the screen. We're going to come back stronger and better than ever. And then 2 weeks for that? Dog. Like, I hope Manuel is able to right the ship, but I mean, he can't say he doesn't have the horses. I mean, yes, the offensive line is crap, but you got to scheme around that, dog. Like you got to scheme around that. And the coordinators are the people who are supposed to do that. And they're not doing it. I'm hurt, dog.
And they should play. You know? They should do that one play to Pope that works. Just throw it up in the end zone and hope he comes down with it.
You know, you got your bandana on too tight, Bird. Chill out.
That was the most exciting play on offense in the first half.
No, I would say Nkosi played well. I mean, he threw for 422 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, he played well. He generally caused a QB controversy now because, I mean, that's a relevant question.
What's the controversy? What's the controversy? I mean,
who starts versus
Nkosi? I think it's got to be Nkosi, right?
Berg.
No.
Sit this one out, bro.
You don't think so? You think it's Jaren?
No, I think there's an actual fucking QB competition, though.
For sure. And, well, that's
called there's a competition. It ain't like Manny doesn't like one of them, like what Willie's got going on with Blackman. There's an actual competition.
Well, no, that's called a controversy when you name the starter and put out all kind of graphics and stuff on it. It's called a controversy.
You heard it here first. There's a controversy, folks.
There sure is.
There's some
All right, well, I wasn't looking into it deep enough, Kwame. You're right. It is a full-blown controversy. You're right.
Yeah. So we'll see who the starter is, and I don't know. You know, season is pretty much done now. Like,
it doesn't matter. Pick us Friday night, dog.
Let's do this, dog. Do anybody on here thinks my man Tate gets a snap at quarterback this year? That's just not out of the realm of possibilities.
No, because if he was going to, he would have yesterday.
No. He's too busy learning out routes. He's too busy learning out routes to be a starter. All right,
man, we got to get some winners on this show, Kwame. Right.
Go ahead, bro.
Thanks, Kwame.
Winners win. Y'all be good, brothers.
All right, Kwame, hold down. Go to church,
man. Do not let your nuts hang today. Tuck your nuts.
But if he, like, he's not even the quarterback.
Tuck your nuts. We need those 904 lies.
Those are the best lies. I like Brooklyn niggas, bro. Them niggas is funny. New York cast is funny cash, bro.
How do you become a Hurricanes fan from Brooklyn?
It's a lot of them New York cast that are Hurricane fans. I don't know why. What type of weird infatuation they have with Miami. But I can get it. You know what I'm saying? Miami 80s, 90s. Yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm going to get it now. I'm pretty sure there's no new. They probably just cheer for Rutgers like they should. Syracuse. Yeah.
Tito.
That's it.
Let's get Tito on the show, actually.
Tito had some big energy yesterday, right?
Yeah, he did.
Call Tito, bro. He's probably still on that bender.
Ariz was back at it. You could tell he was on one.
He's on the same one he was on when they hired Manny, bro. We need to get the clip from that show.
Oh, shit, the one I wasn't on.
Bro.
TJ, I'm going to text you Tito's number.
Big energy, bro. Tito had big energy when they hired Manny, bro.
Tito or Peter? Both.
Oh, I'm talking about Pete. Who are we talking about?
I'm saying let's get Tito on the show.
Hello?
Yeah, Pete?
No, it's... Bro. Yo.
Hello? What's up?
What's going on, mate?
Can you hear me?
Yes, mate.
What's up, Les?
What's going on, baby? Same as Sunday, big roll up, big cushion in the air, dog. I'm vibing over here. How you feeling?
I'm feeling like what does Kev say? Feeling like a motherfucking bullfighter. It's the only team.
Kev ain't feeling like that today.
Nah, I always feel like that, bro. That's always.
I'm not getting bullfighter energy from you, Kev. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
Sometimes you're the bull, sometimes you're the fighter.
That's always my energy.
The only team in the state that's still undefeated.
The one team, baby, and it's the logo.
Exactly.
You seen Scooter McGruder say the flagship on TV, bro? I felt like, you know what I'm saying?
I hope they left that fella on tally. It's absolutely
beyond. Yeah. Hey, man, this lingo goes far, bro. I like it. How you feel about the game, man? We're 6-0. How you feel?
Honestly, I thought we were going to lose before it started. Like, I just thought, like, after seeing what Derek Brown was doing to our offensive line for the entire first half, like, but we should have been up probably four touchdowns at halftime. It fucking, we stopped fumbling the ball. But yeah, no, Sean Davis probably saved us, our ass completely with that pick. And then I think once we hit, 17 points, I kind of thought that was it. I didn't think Auburn were going to be able to score it because Nick was getting absolutely fucking, it was just, he couldn't handle the crowd noise at all. And that's what the fella that you had on stadium and Gale last week, like saying that, you know, he was able to.
Yeah, can we get that guy on the show? What's his name? George Reister or whatever? George, can we get him? TJ, yeah. Dial him up.
Yeah, let me get his number real quick. See if he answers the phone. Hey, you understand what I'm saying, bro? Because I'm having, like, you, where you from? You from Australia?
No, I'm from Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin?
Yeah.
Oh, this Dublin. Oh, what's going on, bro? Kev threw me off with the mate shit. I didn't know what was going on, dog. We 6-0.
Yeah, we are 6-0. We've got game day coming here for week zero next year as well. It's like the first game day ever outside of the States.
Yeah, we're gonna get you with a big three roll-up poster out there.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna have to.
Who the fuck's playing? Who played
Notre Dame? And it's Notre. It's to open the 2020 season.
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame and who? And Navy.
Yeah, it's not like it's gonna be a great game, but
shit, Navy might do the thing out there on Brian Kelly ass, bro. Hey, pull up with a big three roll-up sign.
Yeah, I will definitely.
So, how you feeling about LSU? We on the big stage again. Game day coming into Louisiana. How you feeling about the LSU game, bro?
If our defense plays the way that it did last night, I think it has to. Because fucking Joe Burrow's over there bleeding. They're probably averaging over 40 points a game. And then, remember last year they didn't have, like, Chase on. They didn't have, like, a load of the D-line was out. And then that, like, Stingley, the freshman, David Corn, is an absolute monster. But, like, yeah, like, I think it's probably closer than what it's going to be last night. I think it's probably going to be 3 points either way. But, yeah, I've got this winner.
Very good.
So, you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I can't hear him. He's breaking up a little bit on my end. That's all.
All right, man. Well, we're going to head out. We're trying to figure out how we can make it to Dublin for that game. So if we need a place to crash, can we stay at your place?
Absolutely, yeah.
He knows we ain't coming, bro. Hey. Yeah, bro. Hold it down. Yeah, you stay here. You got my bed. Me and the wife will sleep on the couch. Y'all got it.
All right, man. Be good today.
All right.
Winter shed, as some could say. See ya.
Right. Hey, yeah, hey, go let your nuts hang in Dublin, bro. Double up.
Still legal.
To let your nuts hang? Yeah.
In Dublin, there's just some freaky shit over there.
Bro, what you got going on? We taking this?
He is the weirdest motherfucker I have fucking touched on any level.
Holy shit.
Hey, you got any more cards?
This is Tito, so if he doesn't pick up, leave a message.
Okay. Tito is hot. He thinks y'all need to burn it down and fire the whole staff.
Tito's gonna whoop Berg's ass, dog, next time we see him.
Why am I on Same Energy Sunday? I'm trying to enjoy my fucking Sunday. What is going on right now?
Nah, Tito, we need that energy.
Tito, what's going on, baby?
Oh my goodness. Okay, what's up? What's going on, fellas?
Man, we're trying to see what we're trying to do a day kind of check in, bro.
So this is like we're gonna get his real energy because he's expecting this.
I don't reside in Dade County anymore. I unfortunately reside in shitty ass Hartford, Connecticut.
Damn, but, you decommitted from Dade County.
Yeah, you can't. You're not trying to make the crib great either. Nobody trying to make the crib great.
Times are tough. Times are tough. It was yesterday was pretty fucking depressing, though. So,
all right, Tito, I got a question for you. You text me a lot about getting rid of Charlie Strong, and it's over. Who's got the worst coaching staff right now, USF or Miami?
That's a good one. No,
I'd still say USF. No, not USF.
Damn.
USF. It's close, though, huh, Tito?
It's a little close there. I mean, you don't have a first-time DC who doesn't know how to call a fucking defense
so,
at USF. But
don't you – who do you feel is closer to answering
their problems, though, USF or Miami? Because I feel like USF's going to make a change this season.
No, Miami. Yeah, USF, the book is already written on USF. We know that. I mean, Miami, it's a fucking shit show down there. But, I mean, at least I think they have talent. And I think there's at least some talent at the quarterback position as well. But, I mean, I don't know. Can we not? Like, this is tough as it is already. Shit, I'm trying to fucking enjoy my Sunday. I'm trying to enjoy fantasy football. This is some bullshit.
Hey, man, fuck your Sunday. Hey, Tito, fuck your Sunday, bro.
I hit the money line, so I appreciate the game.
Hey, man. Hey, bro, I'm not going to applaud you for winning money on my team, bro.
Share the wealth.
Yeah, give me some bread on that shit. Then we can, celebrate
The bets are the bets. The bets are the bets, man.
How's it going to feel losing to Willie Taggart, bro? You know what I'm saying? You know what he is. How's it going to feel losing to a guy like that?
That's going to be that's not going to be a fun game. Is that game going to be played on CBS Sports Network live streams? A better idea. Here you go. Josh, you can be play-by-play for that game. And then Silk can do color commentating.
Why is Silk got to be the color guy?
Yeah, you see the racism in that?
I see it.
I figured Josh would provide more insight into the players, and Silk could have better commentating.
You're right.
You definitely don't listen to.
You're right, Tito. You're right, Tito. Hey, man, we appreciate your call. Way to keep that same
energy. I didn't ask you to be on the fucking show.
Tito, thanks for calling in, bro. We appreciate that. We know you're a big fan. Always have been.
Baby.
He said, thanks for your call. God, I didn't ask to be on the show.
Tito just got your support. Anything I do.
DJ,
Tito,
produce that shit, bro.
I know. Tito, thank you for your call. And
Hey, Tito.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what are you doing?
No, hold on. Who you want to fire the most on the staff? You want to fire the guy that makes the jury, or the guy that told Manny to drive that car and video it to the stadium like that? Who you want to fire the most?
I don't know. I just want a clean house. I want
the jury too. Do you keep the jury when you clean house?
No. I'll get rid of the jury.
Get rid of the jury too. Damn shame.
Yeah.
Hey, where are the mimosas at on a Sunday in Hartford?
The mimosas?
Where are they flowing at in Hartford?
They do not exist. That is not a thing. That is not a thing.
We got to get Tito back to the beach, bro.
Yeah, we got
to
get you back. All right, Tito, thanks for calling in, man. Always love your support. Thanks.
All right, Tito.
I hold it down, Tito.
I hung up on him.
Dog, he's gonna fuck Berg up, dog. I cannot wait for that shit. I hope somebody
disrespectful. He gonna just karate chop you right in your throat. So you see, bro.
On sight, no motherfucking words.
Nah, me and Tito text all the time. He, you know, surprisingly, he gets real passionate about USF. He's he feels a way about Miami, but I think Tito's actually a USF fan.
Yeah, but shit, he ain't doing like. Either way, bro, he's not.
I know. It's hard living right now. Either way for him. Either way.
Them trash ass Connecticut cheeks are not slapping.
No slapping. Pale cheeks. Pale heart. Hartford cheeks. Are we still on? Is this thing recording?
Yeah, it's still recording, bro. We're still kicking it. I mean, I'm just feeling like a motherfucking bullfighter, bro. I think we're going into Louisiana and do our thing out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Going with a chip on my shoulder. It's going to be a tough matchup in the dark in Louisiana, dog. But Scheme and Daniel got me.
And we're going to be watching this thing on a live stream, sitting on the same damn couch. I'm sitting next to Kev this week. I called
him. Cannot wait to do this live stream, fellas. I'm excited about this.
Now, I am very excited about this also.
Can we get a smaller couch than last time? Is it possible?
No, I won't need that bitch to be no smaller. Actually, we need to get like an extension on it, bro.
No, actually, I'm going to take that chair, dog, in the corner. I need my room, dog. I need my foot room.
Our producer was sitting in that chair.
Well, producer's got to be behind the camera this week, dog.
So producer's got to produce.
All right, man. I get a song today, right?
Now, we got Cooler Fest today, so?
You pulling out? You trying to pull up?
What time is it in? I gotta work. What time is it? What time does it go till?
I go to like 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, no, I'll hit you up later. Yeah, because I am trying to pull up.
Let me know. I get some tickets beforehand, so let me know, dog. But it's cool. It's cool vibes. Just hang out.
All right, I'll hit you up a little bit.
For sure. Big vibes.
All right, yeah, you got the song, so.
What do you want? What are we listening
to? Hey, man, I'm going to go with what I'm listening to. Oh, I mean, it was ringing all throughout the swamp, dog. So I'm going to go with, I forgot the young man's name. That's how you know you're getting watched when you call somebody a young man. You know what I'm saying? Big Homie, Dripping in Orange and Blue. My man Frank Hammond was riding around on his motherfucking motorcycle, blasting that shit from his motorcycle speakers. And, oh, man. That shit slaps. That's right, fellas.
Good shit.
Let's get it. No punting, we don't really like to kick it. Check me out. Hey. Look at me. Whole lot of gator when you look at me. Whole lot of flavor when you look at me. We ain't been here a little 100,000 deep. Walk on the field and they treat us important. Ain't no Nike, we switched up to Jordan. Making play, cause we player made. All the championship that we hoard. Pouring on drink in the Gatorade. No fly interception, that's a repo. Caught the ball on one knee, think I'm Tebow. Then I take it to the house like I'm Lito. Gay. Walked in, think I'm big money. Everybody with me want bliss, son. Everybody in the crowd get a champion. We gon' get live, y'all ain't saying that. Yeah, mother man, we from the clown. This for ESPN talking down. Ain't no lacking, what we in the fear. We in the swamp with no chills. We in the swamp at White Buffalo. She a gator girl, but I can't come for no. Gainesville, home of the gator. What up? In the summer, no hater. What up? In the Gatorade maker. You make any move like Percy. Drip watching blue on purpose. All that hate y'all doing, they work. I'm dripping in orange and blue. 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 I'm dripping in orange and blue. Drippin' in orange and blue, drippin' in orange and blue, I'm drippin' in orange and blue.
Bricks.